You're listening to The Wicked Horror Show, powered by the Dorkening Podcast Network. For more information, check out thedorkening.com.
Deadly Grounds Coffee knows how important your coffee is to you. Every batch is roasted to perfection with a unique special method that brings out the richest, deepest, smoothest flavor you'll ever find. We're coffee freaks too, and deadly serious about our brew. Just one sip and you'll know why we say, once you go deadly, you don't go back. It's truly coffee to die for. So when you're ready to get a little deadly, get online and order yours at getdeadly.com. It's coffee so good, it's scary.
Hey everybody, welcome to another Wicked Horror Reviews. I'm Kevin, and as always, I'm joined by...
The 13th Wolfman.
And today we're talking Creepshow Season 3, Episode 5, Time Out, and The Things in Oakwood's Past. So if you listen to the last review, I mentioned how bad I thought the first story was in this episode. And it also seemed like it just dragged on forever. I mentioned the bad fake beards and hair.
The only time and I was gonna bring this up. And you're right. A lot of the fake beards look bad. The only time it looked, I'm not saying it looked great. It probably looked the best out of all of them. So when he first goes in and comes out and he has whiskers, they look like crap.
Oh yeah, yeah. When he goes to take the test, it looks like he literally just put glue on his face,
like,
yeah, and someone
like
just whipped,
glued some pubic hair.
Yeah, just
on his
someone
face.
Just like put a, like a t-shirt cannon full of pubes, is poof right in his face.
Yeah.
But anyways, real quick, here's a synopsis. I just got into it. So okay. Tim always wishes he could have more time in the day, and a town digs up a time capsule that holds a dark secret. So yeah.
So the first time he goes in, he comes out. We already talked about that. But the time that he goes for the interview to the law office is probably it's not great, but it's probably the best the facial hair looks.
Yeah, because it gets worse as it goes along. He just looks like a little kid with a fake beard on. Like,
well, the first, like I said, I mean, that's probably the only time it looks decent, because it doesn't look overgrown. It doesn't look shoddy. It just looks like it's probably fits him the best. And then after that, it's overgrown and it looks like crap, and it just looks like, after that, every time after that, it looks like someone just glued this really bad facial hair onto him.
Yeah,
you know,
it's distracting is what it is too.
It is distracting
because he's a pretty young looking guy, and they're trying to age him. Ladies and gentlemen, 13th Wolfman.
Thank you. I'm here all day.
Oh, you'll be here elbowing your own microphone all day. So yeah, this one, like I kind of touched on it a little bit in the last episode.
He's what, like 20 in real life?
He's in college. Yeah, he's in college.
No, but I mean, I'm just talking about the actor.
Oh, maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe. But yeah, they're just trying to age him within this short, and he just always looks like a young guy with just fake shit on his face.
Well, that's the thing. The other thing that's awful is the fact that, you know, they tell you how many years go by. You know, they're like, okay, at the beginning, he's like 10 years old. Then it's like 10 years go by. And then he's like, you know, he's in college. And so now he's in his 20s. And then they're like 4 years go by or something like that. So now he's like 24. And then another. By the time it's over, you're like, okay, he's aged. And his wife still looks like she looked like when they met in college. Mm-hmm. I mean, no gray hair, no crow's feet, no little bit of weight in the face, nothing. I'm like, give me a break. She's had a kid. You know, I mean, it was bad.
It was. I mean, and that's the thing is that, I mean, it's unfortunate, but that kind of stuff.
I didn't mind the story,
that kind of stuff takes me out of the story.
Yeah.
Like, I'm supposed to be paying attention to what's going on. I'm just like, who the fuck fucked this up? Like, I can go down to Walmart and buy a better fake beard. Yeah. And it's not even Halloween anymore.
You could look in the mirror and have a better fake beard.
But my beard's real, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. And then the story I didn't think was, I mean, it is what it is. Like, there really isn't much horror to the story.
No, there's not much horror to it. I did find the story interesting. And the return of
The ashtray?
The Gratham ashtray, yeah. It's in this, again, you know, right at the beginning where Tim, the character, is digging through the drawer at the beginning as a kid. He takes the key off this piece of paper, and underneath that piece of paper is the ashtray. And we get a look at the monkey paw from season one. You know, because in the flashback of World War II.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I don't know. But in general, I think this story falls pretty short. I think it's probably my least favorite story of the season.
I agree. I
least totally favorite segment. I mean, considering that the episode itself is 45 minutes long, just this one story alone, like, had me checking my watch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's missing something. There's definitely something missing from this episode. It's just...
like any kind of suspense or horror. It's supposed to be a horror show, and it's not really, other than what happens at the end.
It's more like a Twilight Zone
totally
type
did.
Of thing.
It totally did.
You know? I mean, One Step Beyond type of thing, you know?
But it literally just follows this guy. That's it. Just follows him, and he's got he uses this booth to, you know, help progress his career and all this other stuff. And that's it. That's the story.
Yeah, that's the story. Yeah, exactly. I 100% agree with you. I like the idea of the story, but it, you know, there's no blood, no gore, and the ending. Ending was weird. The ending was just. I mean, if I stood there, I don't care. For people listening, it's like I'm gonna throw out a spoiler. I'm sorry.
How dare you? Well, we've already sold this episode so much. I'm sure people are going to be rushing out to listen to it or watch it, rather.
No, but so at the very end, the kid opens up the ottoman, or not the armoire.
Ottoman. Oh my God. Yeah. My dad's body is in this ottoman. He's I'm going to go sit on the couch. I'm going to go get in this ottoman and go back and make time progress.
Okay, fine. Whatever. But he opens up this armoire and, you know, he sees this old man there, and all of a sudden he just he frizzles to dust. Yeah, that's going to make me want to step into it.
Right.
You know, it's got to be the dumbest kid on the planet.
Well, it's his kid. And he grew up with a father who wore a fake beard his whole life. So, I mean, you got to figure out that, you know, this kid's probably not in the best of mental states when you have a dad who walks around with a fake beard on and a bad wig as well.
Yeah, but he's got an ageless mom, so I mean, there's that going for him.
Yeah. Anyways, so I would say fast forward through time out. I didn't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But the second story, The Things in Oakwood Pass. This is an animated story, and I think that was a good. I mean, it was a good choice for this story. They were able to do a lot more in this story because it was animated.
Right.
Like there's things that they would have definitely not been able to pull off in like a live action, but you know, they spent the money on the animation and some of the voice actors, because you have Mark Hamill in there,
Daniel Harris.
Yep, and so this is basically just a story. Like there's a news anchor who's in a small town of Oakwood, and there's supposed to be a time capsule that they're unearthing, and it's, you know, from 100 years ago. And he goes to talk to the historian. 200 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's 200 years ago, and 200 years ago, everyone in Oakwood disappeared. It's the story of Roanoke, in a way. I definitely, when I was watching it, I'm like, oh, wow, I could tell that they got inspired by the story of, you know, the Roanoke, people of Roanoke, man. I mean, 1620 or something like that, the little village, you know, of Roanoke just disappeared. No one knows what happened to them.
So one thing I wanted to point out, too, is this story takes place in the 80s.
Right.
Yeah. So just for people, because the ending, you know, it would make a little bit more sense. It takes place in the 1980s.
No, it doesn't, because it's every 200 years, and the box is opened on, you
right.
know,
but then when it whatever. Closes, it changes to 2021.
Right, because that's the last time it was opened.
Yeah. It's not current.
You sure?
I'm positive. I'm positive it's not current.
Because I took it like I took it like the lock on the box says 2021 because that was it. That was a lot because it opens every 200 years. It opened up in 1821. It opened up in 1621. It opened up in, you know, so.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't current time. That's all I'm saying. If you don't agree with me, people that are listening, watch the episode and tell me I'm an asshole. You can send send those comments to Leo at leopond.com. Thanks.
So tell me, I mean, just out of curiosity, tell me why you think it's not current.
Because it's when it closed, it changed to 2021.
No,
yeah, and also that the vehicles and stuff in the the technology. I know that it's animation, but it was made to be accurate. The lack of cell phones, the lack of technology, it's not current.
If you say so.
Well, I do say so, and don't make me kiss you to death because I will. but anyways, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I did take it as current. So I just the way it was, I just assumed that when the lock again, we're going back to that lock thing, when the lock changes to 2021, I just assumed that was just them saying, okay, well, this is when it was open last, you know. And
yeah, trivia, no, did you know the segment the things in Oakwood's past, the mayor and his historian daughter have the last name Wrightson, which is a nod to comic book artist Ben Wrightson, who worked on the Department of
DC Comics.
Yeah, yeah. 1982. Let me see. It references The Thing.
Also references the crate from the original movie.
Mm-hmm. But I legit think that it's from 1982.
Okay. Well, but I mean,
let's stop arguing about it and let's talk about the story. So the story.
That's the thing about animation, though. I mean, unless it's actually stated when it is, you can take it as any time.
I think it did, though. I think it did.
Okay.
You're gonna murder me. You're gonna be running across the country to murder me. So anyway, so this story. So yeah, there's a time capsule that they are gonna unearth and. The mayor, who's a giant wall of a man, his daughter is the historian who works at the library, and the reporter. By the way, the mayor is Mark Hamill, and the daughter is the librarian. And this reporter goes to goes to interview her, and you know they kind of hit it off a little bit, kind of little bit flirty.
Yeah, the reporter's doing the fuzzy and cute story. It's like three-legged.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Three-legged dog finds, you know. Whatever.
Right. He points out that like no one really pays attention to the details on these because they're just like the feel-good stories after all the horrible stuff. And she's like putting some things together, and she's got this weird little like plank of wood that was like left over from in the historian vault or whatever, trying to figure out what it is. And then she, what makes her go down to start digging? I forget. Like there's something. It's raining like a motherfucker out. And she just decides to run down this mud slide and start digging out this.
She finally sees something in one of the books that that inspires her to run down to this giant crate. This crate is huge.
Yeah,
it's. I mean, Kevin says that the mayor is the wall of a man, but this thing's huge. It's a wall itself.
Mm.
And she goes down there and she unburies. I mean, it's got all this. Glyphs on it, all this writing on the side of it, and her and the reporter start undigging it, and they see that this is a splinter of the crate, and it explains that the crate is not a crate, it's a gate.
Mm-hmm. And that when she puts it in, things start to animate, like the little hieroglyphs and stuff start to move around and do whatever, and then they realize like, oh shit, we can't open this, we can't do this, like we can't do this on this, whatever, but it's an event. So like the whole town is there and like it's being televised and all this other stuff. So they're trying to stop that from happening. And that doesn't go very well.
It's being televised on WGON, the same station that, Dawn of the Dead, That was in the movie Dawn of the Dead with George Romero. George Romero shows up in this too.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he at the very beginning when they're showing the picture of the mayor shaking hands with someone.
Oh, okay, okay.
Romero.
Okay. So long story short, they open the crate, all shit runs, you know, goes loose, and she's trying to escape. Like these demon things are killing everybody. She's trying to escape, yeah. And they finally stop. And she turns around. She's right at the town, like
she's
the line.
The town line. Yeah.
And then the end.
Yeah. No, that's. Well, no. Then they go back to the station.
Oh yeah, break, yeah, yeah.
They break back to the station, and the station says, you know, oh, and this is coming up, and then all of a sudden, you know, you see like a little bit of the station kind of like fall a little bit apart. You
yeah,
know?
But the on-air sign starts to fall out and stuff. Like
yeah,
that.
It was cool. It was. To me, I mean, I feel the same way I feel about the first one. I mean, I liked it.
Hmm.
I do wish. I mean, I understand why they couldn't have done this in real time, you know, with in live actors and all that, just because it would have cost way too much, especially with some of the demons. But I do wish the artistic look of it was a little bit better.
Oh, I mean, I kind of liked it. It wasn't typical. It reminded me somewhat of like some of the newer DC stuff, DC like animated stuff.
Yeah.
But I didn't. This. I mean, I like this story. I like it a billion times more than I like the first.
Oh, I like the story. Yeah. I just.
I thought it was a good change of things. You know, it was a good like. You know, it's like. You don't want to have all the same stuff all the time, so it's cool to have like an animated, you know, segment in there every once in a while, or even like just a weirder segment. But yeah, I like that. I like the second one a lot more than the first one. All in all, it's not my favorite episode. It's probably my least favorite episode.
Right.
But that being said, I think The Things in Oakwood's Past is a good story. It just isn't. It's partnered up with a horrible one. But either way, you should still go check it out. Might as well, right? If you have Shudder, don't ignore it. Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
And so that's that. So, Wolfie, where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube, The 13th Wolfman, Twitter at The 13th Wolfman, Tumblr, 13th Wolfman The Proud, doing the Wicked Horror Reviews with Kev, doing the Wicked Horror Show twice a month. And right now I'm doing the 30 Days Half November. 30 Days Half November. So I'm watching a new movie every day for 30 days that is not part of my collection, you know? So it's like all the stuff off my DVR. I'm just purging stuff just to make room,
yeah.
You know? And I'm going and ordering some stuff has been pretty cool.
So just a clarification, it's a new movie that's new to you. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a new movie. Like
it's not a new movie. It doesn't have to be from 2021. It can be from any decade. Mm-hmm. It's just something I've never seen. You know, I've watched some stuff from the 40s lately. I watched a Mickey Rooney film, you know, I love Mickey Rooney. I didn't know he made this movie. And I was like, wow, that's like one of the coolest movies I've seen. So yeah, I've seen some really cool stuff. I've seen some real crap stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just because I think I've seen like three movies so far that have just been total garbage. And you're just kind of like, it's not worth it. What about yourself, Kev?
You can find me A-Knuckle on Instagram, besides doing Wicked Horror Show and doing the reviews here with the 13th Wolfman. You can find me over on Black and White Fright and Secret Underground Hideout, all of which are on the Dorkening Podcast Network. Go to thedorkening.com for more information on all those shows and every other show in the world that's on it. And thanks for listening. Toodaloo, Snookums. Goodbye.
Bye.
This just in. I just checked. I was completely wrong. Wolfie was right. Again? It was current time. I apologize to the 13th Wolfman. I'm a dummy who's not smart. All right, bye again. Bye.